Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Everybody, it's episode 97 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, then points in the mirror, has a laugh, fairest of the fair, bravest of them all, that's us. And we're also the only music venue open in Southern California. And we do have a musical act here today. But before all that, I'm Jake B., a podcaster here in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my real life brother, host of the show, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Guys, here he is, Duddy B.
Oh, I'm very happy that's real life, brother.
Yeah. People still hit me up. They're like, I thought you were just saying brother, like, he's my bro. And I still get that, but yeah. Whatever. I cleared it up with that one little change.
Here with my real life brother. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe episode 97.
Yes, Duddy. Wow. Guess what's coming up?
What, Jake?
Episode 100, mm-hmm. Which we got to get together maybe and think about planning something about that. Seems like a milestone.
We got plenty of time, I feel like.
We got all the time in the world, dude. Let's just crank on. Why don't you tell everybody? We got a packed show.
We have a super fun show today, guys. We have some music news that's pretty awesome. We have an amazing musical guest today, Von Aaliyah. She's going to be on the show and perform some songs for us. We've got everyone's favorite conspiracy query. She's got a scary zone story for us. And guess what else she has? A PP story.
That's
and we
right.
will be hearing it later on in the show. So I hope you guys enjoy it. But before that, Jake, why don't you let them know how they can support the show?
All right. A multitude of ways, guys. It's so easy. Are you listening to us on, is it iTunes Podcast, the purple app on your phone? If you are, please take a second to give us a 5-star rating and write something, write anything. Just say hello, say you love us, say you hate us. 5 stars either way, write what you really feel. And that will help us be seen in the world of podcasting. Also, if you're listening to the show online and you tag us, put a picture of your dashboard, right? That's what the kids do. Look what I'm listening to,
yes,
everybody.
I know what you're saying, yep.
Who let the dogs out? You know, little barking dog cartoon in the corner. Do that for our show. Tag the show and we're going to share you on our pages. We're trying to grow the show, guys. Another way you can help is go over to Facebook and join the FGWD Bunker. That's our fan page. It has almost 1,000 people on there talking shit about the show, having fun. And then if you join us on Patreon, you get a bunch of bonus episodes. There's 50 bonus episodes on Patreon right now. If you sign up today, you get 50 episodes. Guitar tutorials from Duddy B. That's patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. And as of today, Duddy, we have merch.
Tell them what
that merch site, how do you get to the merch? We're going to do a swipe up, of course, but tell them what it is.
I wish I knew the web address. What is it, Luke?
FGWD.
FGWD. Okay, it's FGWD.myshopify.com. And we'll have the links everywhere. And yeah, we actually put up some merch today. And me, Luke, and Jake put it together. Mm-hmm. And none of us have ever done that before.
No.
So, it's really good is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So if it looks like shit, Luke did it. That's what we're saying. No, we have some fun, dude. We have shirts for the stone. We have things for the stoners, the mutilator, who's a Patreon character. You guys might not know him. Conspiracy query merch up there. We're doing our best. So tell us if our designs are good.
A lot of these designs you might not understand unless you are on the Patreon page, because it's for the show that we do on there, which is a different show than our Wednesday show. But it's fun. We're growing it. You guys can go over there and check it out. Other than that,
I think that's it, dude. I think we nailed it. We're trying to be better about promoting ourselves, and I think we did a better job.
Killed it.
And sometimes we tell you too much, like I just did. Now let's just move on to actual real show shit, Duddy. This is the music news. Now, of course, we don't have new stuff per se as of today. You guys know the story with Duddy. Roman Duddy tour is out there. It's going to happen. You know, Dirty Heads are booking things for the summer. Fingers are crossed.
Yes.
I'm not currently in a band, so what music news could I have? None. You got it. But last week, we really broke the internet by my band HB Surround Sound. We released an album from 2002 that we never put online. 20 songs. Two of those songs were Dirty Head songs. They were like the first two Dirty Head songs
ever. We weren't
ever.
Even officially the Dirty Head yet.
It's just what we called songs. You kind of, because you had to call you something.
We wrote two songs kind of with you guys, and mm-hmm. one was called Give Me the Mic, and one was called Dirty Heads.
Yeah.
And that's just because Jared in that song said like Dirty Headed Boys.
From the city HB. Yeah.
And that was just like people would say, play the Dirty Head song. So, and then it was like, okay. And then as it grew, we just became the Dirty Heads from that. But at this point, when these songs came out, we weren't the Dirty Heads. Oh. Me and Jared would go up on stage with HB Surround Sound and play these two songs.
It was a funny thing. So we record the studio album. They come in the studio, do the two songs. We told you guys about it last week. And Duddy and I kind of made fun of ourselves because I was doing like a me gotta go. I was singing like I'm from Jamaica and I'm not. And so I made fun of myself for that. And then Duddy was doing, here's the thing that people get confused, and we're going to clear this up today. It was like old school reggae Duddy. It's a voice that's kind of like this. Old school reggae Duddy. And so anyway, people were hitting us up with a million messages. Oh yeah. My God, old school reggae Duddy's the best. Duddy should sing like he used to back in the day again. It's a better, cooler voice and just a better person seemingly altogether and cooler. And then a lot of those messages. And then Duddy wanted to clear something up. Duddy, tell him.
Look, I can't, like people are hitting me up like, dude, you need to sing like old school reggae Duddy. Mm-hmm. It was so good. And I'm just clearing this up. I can't, I'm not old school reggae Duddy.
Yes.
From the past. I'm not. I am Duddy.
Yes.
That's old school reggae Duddy from the past. So
it's a different person.
He is here.
He's here in the bunker. Sure. He's always been here. We just never felt any reason to put him on the microphone.
No, but he is very excited about all the love he's been getting the last few days or last week, really.
Been a little drought for old school reggae Duddy in the love department.
No one has brought up old school reggae Duddy in 15 years, 20?
Who would have thought? Like, I'm telling my old band members, like, dude, we're getting all our old music online. Isn't that cool? People can finally listen to our old band. It really just brought old school reggae Duddy from the dungeon and and now he's really strutting around here with the chest puffed out.
Puffing and puffing, walking around big time. He's here.
He's here. And
he does want to come on and talk.
We're not going to say no to that. So reggae, old school reggae Duddy, take Duddy's mic. Come on over here. Duddy, get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Old school reggae Duddy here. How you guys doing today?
Bro, how is the newfound fame treating you?
Man, you know what? I was before my time.
You really were. People are learning to appreciate
you. It's catching on, you know? I mean, how could you deny this voice right here?
How is that? I'm like, yeah, dude, people are really going to, see what a fine wine HB Surround Sound. No, not a comment about that. Old school reggae Duddy gets all the comments. You stole the show, buddy.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's
by the way.
Fine. The real talent
didn't mean
is
to,
evident.
But it happened. You got to give the people what they want.
You're better than
and
everything.
What they want is old school reggae Duddy. And they want it so bad. You guys, I did it. I'm really proud to announce I just purchased oldschoolreggaeduddy.com.
Wow.
Starting to build the page. Should be up and running in no time. And any young bands out there, if you're working on an album and there's a verse open for someone that sounds like this, you can send it to oldschoolreggaeduddy.com. It's a buck a note.
Buck, give them a sample of like what a note.
Okay, so ooh, whoa.
Right, a classic reggae.
That's $4. I only accept crypto. So I think that's like, what, 374,000 Doge coins that you would owe me for that.
Wow, you're surprisingly mathematical. I didn't expect that from you.
I've had a lot of time off.
Yeah, you had a big 2002. Yeah. Haven't heard much from you since. Since New Duddy came in, they kicked you out. I don't know what happened. You left the band. I don't even know.
Oh, no.
What
apparently, Duddy's like grown up now.
Oh, yeah.
He forgot about his old school reggae roots.
Well, a lot of people online think he should absolutely go back to those old school reggae roots.
And I agree with them.
I agree with them too. You're the shit. And old school reggae Duddy's phone is ringing.
Oh,
get your ass out of here,
looks
buddy.
Looks like I got my first client. Gotta go. Oh, whoa.
Wow. New modern day Duddy, come back into the building and sit down.
How can I possibly compete with old school reggae,
Duddy? Oh my God. So he said something about he's making the website, and so people can hit him up on oldschoolreggaeduddy.com
soon. Old school reggae Duddy on a track.
Wow.
Shortly, you'll be able to send him songs.
Dollar a note.
Currently, he only accepts cryptocurrency.
Dude. He is a conundrum. I have a feeling we'll hear from him again. Duddy, let's kick off the show. All right, guys, let's do it.
Let's get into it. We are very excited to announce our guest that is here today from Long Beach, originally New York, living now in Long Beach, not too far from us. Please welcome Von Aaliyah.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on.
So happy to have you here.
Another Law Records artist, which is awesome. We've had the guys from Pepper on, and who have we had?
We've had
the boys from San Clemente.
Cashed Out
were in here.
Yep.
And then Tunnel Vision.
Yep.
And then, yeah, so Catastro, it's awesome.
They're Law as well, right? Is Catastro Law?
They used to be Law.
Okay.
Well, right on. Anyway, yeah. We're stoked to have you.
Yeah, I'm the first Law and the first first female and first solo artist on Law too.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I think first female artist on our show as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were
not
talking
the first
about
female,
that earlier.
But first female musician.
I believe you're the first female to perform on our show. I don't remember having like a lady voice. That's why it was so soothing when you started singing. I'm like, this just feels different.
I know. It was so quiet. It was a vibe in here.
It was a vibe. It was nice and relaxing.
It has. It's been a great Monday. Duddy and I, we've been in a super good mood all day. And to have you here, it's been insanely fun already. You've performed some rad songs, and we'll get to those in a little bit. Tell us what's going on with you right now. We know you have a single out. You got an album coming up. What is going on with you right now?
So yeah, you know, like COVID kind of like messed everything up. So I had an album that I was working on last year with Johnny Cosmic from Stick Figure. He produced the whole thing.
Nice.
It's called Little Kahuna because everybody talks about the big kahuna and I'm the little kahuna. Let's talk about the little kahuna, yeah. You know, because it's like I can swim with the big fishes too. That'll be coming out sometime in August or September. And I just had a song come out with Half Pint called Come Away. And we actually just did a music video for it, which was super cool. We went out to Pismo and like did some dune shots, and then he lives up in Chico, so we went up there to like his studio and did some stuff up there. So it's gonna look like a really sick video. It's looking like a movie so far.
Nice.
So I'm kind of stoked on that. It's my first official video too, so it'll be good.
When did you say that's coming?
That should be, I think, I don't know, maybe at the end of the month or next week or something like that. The end of the month is already here, and I just said that, so no, I'm like, okay, maybe it's next month. I don't know. Hey.
Coming up soon.
Coming up very soon.
The song's next already month. Out. You
yeah,
listen to it everywhere.
The song's already out, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's super cool to work with Half Pint and stuff. You know, he's just such a legend. So The fact that he wanted to work with me was so cool. And I went up there and we actually filmed during Bob Marley's birthday. So that was like really cool. Like when we were done, we like went back to his studio and like he was like rolling joints. And I was like, oh my God, Half Pint just rolled me a joint. Like what's going on? You know, we're just kind of vibing out. So who knows, maybe I'll pop up on his stuff too. So
nice.
Wink, nudge, nudge.
He's got such a cool voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And he's just like, I don't know. I'm a big Sublime fan. So, you know, for that to happen for me, being such a young person in the scene too, is just like such like a validation for me that like I'm doing the right things. Cause sometimes you're kind of like, well, what am I doing with my life? Yeah. You know, like, why am I even doing this? Like, no, like, cause without COVID, like it's so much easier to push yourself and be active and really kind of get that fan base. So like not having that has been like kind of hard.
It's huge. I mean, for, you know, a young act, more so than anyone's touring is so important. You know, it's like, that's how you get out there. That's how you build that fan base. So it's a bummer for young acts right now. It is, but it seems like it's on the way out and things are changing. I keep saying that. I've been saying that for a year, I feel like.
Well,
and it's not.
Why not be positive? Yeah. Well, and you're not committing to anything. Yeah. You're just like, seems like potentially we're getting on the way out here. Well, like you were talking earlier, Sea Legs, that's a local venue for us. It's kind of outdoorsy. It is outdoors. It's at the beach.
Yeah.
But Sea Legs is back open. That's a local venue for us. And we were talking earlier, that's hundreds of people kind of stuffed watching bands outside anyway, right?
For sure. Honestly, I think the smart thing to do is just like social media yourself up. If you can't tour, it's like you should push yourself in that way because nobody else is really going to find you other than that. And it's like, I had just moved to California like right before COVID hit. So I just quit my job. I just did everything. And I had like this year full of touring and it didn't happen. But at the same time, it's like, you have to push yourself because nobody else is is going to do it for you. You know, if you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect the people that you want to listen to your music is going to believe in you? You know, yep. You have to be like, hey, I have something worth it. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, I'm kind of happy that COVID happened because it gave me that chance to like fall in love with Vonna and who Vonna is and like how I'm going to like push myself out there. You know, so it was a blessing in disguise.
No, it's awesome. Time to grow.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. So no more old school daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Old school daddy.
They're
going to
mess my voice up. They'll be like, we need to bring back old school Vonna.
I know, right?
That'll happen. That'll happen one day. Then we'll bring her on the show and, you know, we'll let her say
I'm
going to
save up some crypto so I can get you on the next album.
There you go. Dollar of note.
Yeah,
get them on there.
No, I'm saving up for now. Yeah.
So I want to touch on that a little bit, something that you talked about. You came out from New York on your own. What's that like? So where did you start? Where did you start performing and singing? And then what brings you eventually out here? You know?
Okay, so I start on YouTube when I'm a college kid. I'm going to Stony Brook University. It's just like my parents are immigrants, so it's just very like you're going to get a good job. And, you know, I never felt that pressure because I always wanted to like give back to my parents. So like it wasn't like one of those like, oh, you have to become a doctor and whatever.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do it because I wanted to give my parents financial freedom and things like that. So I was applying for graduate schools and, you know, that's really expensive. And I was doing covers and Pepper's my personal favorite band. And I did a Pepper cover and I put it up on YouTube and Pepper saw it and they reposted it. So then I messaged them and I was like, hey, thanks for being so good to your fans and stuff. And Yusad hit me back and he was like, hey, you know, we have a record label, right? So like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
What the heck?
He was
that's
like,
crazy.
Do you write your own stuff? And I was like, yeah. And I totally didn't even have anything recorded. I was like, yeah, I have a couple things recorded. And then I like went home, recorded everything. And I sent it to him. And he was just like, yeah, let's put you together with Greg from Cashed Out. Let's write a song and we'll put it out as a single. So we did that. And then they were like, well, fuck it. We should just do a whole album. And then they just ended up signing me. So it was such like a dream come true because like I've been in the front like so much to like watch these shows and for my favorite band to be like, hey, we believe in you. Here's a record deal. It was just nuts, you know, because I didn't even have the record done yet. Like that's the record that I'm coming out with this upcoming. Okay. So it's just like so gnarly.
That's
awesome. A fantasy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
That's like everybody when Duddy and I were younger, it was this thing where there was no internet really when we were first starting music. So it was send your music off to the record labels. And it's like sometimes you'd get a message back from the label.
Throw your CD onto the stage Dude. While a band's playing.
We would go to NoFX shows. Yeah. I hit Fat Mike, bass player, singer of NoFX, in the leg with one of my band CDs. And I remember he picked it up, looked at it, and walked it over and like put it on his amp. And my band were like hugging in the audience. He's gonna sign us next Thursday. You know. So this is like a dream. You put a video on YouTube, not thinking anything's gonna happen. I'm sure you're just like, hey, this is me singing.
Yeah.
And then the band that you cover hits you up, loves your stuff. Let's do a song, signs you. Let's do an album. That's wild.
Yeah, super wild. I have two Pepper tattoos too. Like
signatures
right there on my foot.
Oh,
like
nice.
It's just like so gnarly that
That's
like
heavy.
That happened, you know? Cause like even at that show too, like I remember like cause I this was all happening over the phone. And then I met them for the first time at this venue in Long Island called the Paramount. I think you guys have played there a couple times. But yeah, and I told them like sitting on the curb like changed my life. And Kaleo, like they started playing it. And then Kaleo like shut it down and was like, no, we're gonna dedicate this to her. Cause I just came back with the tattoo. Like I met them at the meet and greet, got a tattoo to the place next door, came back and held my foot up and I was like, I'm back. And then Kaleo was like, this one's for you in the front, you know? And it was just so gnarly. And then, you know, now I have a song coming out with Kaleo before the album. I believe that'll be out I think in July. But just that in itself was something. So it's like, you know, now that we even have these weekly calls, like I kind of freak out. I'm like, oh my God, Usad's calling me. What am I going to do? You know, but we talk every week.
They're such good dudes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They're very nice guys.
They just want the best for you. And you know, when you work with people like that, it's just like, you're not watching your back all the time. And that's a really stressful thing. And like pressure to be under is like, who's screwing me over? And to not have that is great.
Totally.
Oh, dude, they've been a super good friend of the show. We've had Usad on, Kaleo. And like we said earlier, we've had a bunch of law acts from their record label on and they're just good dudes. You were even saying before you came here, what was it you saw that was calling you this morning?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Did you eat breakfast? Have you stretched out? Are you ready for the show?
Are you excited? Did you make it there? And I was like driving and I was like, damn, if I don't tell him that I'm like on my way there, he's going to like make sure he calls everybody to make sure I like, go on my way
there.
Oh,
they're your parents.
Yeah, totally. I call him my music dad, actually.
That's so funny.
And I always send him the little grandpa emoji, you know, just to make him feel it.
He's got the beard, the big gray beard and stuff.
They don't have a big enough beard for like emoji for him. So I feel like if, yeah, I feel like if I send that to him, that's almost like an insult, yeah. You know? You don't want to insult that beard.
That's true. Yeah, they do need to come up with a bigger beard. Duddy, you're going to reach too big for an emoji beard.
No, this is as big really as I go.
That's as big as you're going. You're not going to let it drip down.
Nah, I had it really puffy for a bit, and it's too much for me.
I like it. Looking thick.
Yeah. The handlebars.
The handlebars for Duddy. Let us know and send us lots of messages if you want Duddy to have a handlebar mustache, and he'll do it if you like it.
Well, you just got signed up for something.
Yeah.
I like to just start things and let people go nuts.
Well, I guess I have handlebar mustaches if you guys want.
I only accept crypto.
A note. He's learning from old school Duddy.
Yeah, old school Duddy's
a street smart guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does not play. So single out now with Half Pint, album coming out. Songs with Kaleo. This whole story was amazing. We didn't talk to you about that earlier. So you're blowing our minds right now.
Yeah.
How this all happened.
I couldn't leak all the goods.
No way. You had to keep it up your sleeve. So now, did you ever do a big tour before you moved out here? Or that was the whole thing? You leave New York.
Oh, yeah.
So let's do this. Do you get signed to Law while you're in New York?
I get signed to Law while I'm in New York.
So that's a big reason why you move out here.
That's a huge reason why I move out here. Because I get out there and it's just me and the ukulele. Like, I've never even really played a show. Oh, can we talk about that real quick? My first show? Can we venture off really quick?
Perfect. So you've never played a show and now you're signed to Law Records.
I was signed to Law before I ever really even played a show. Yeah, it was nuts. Like I was
Just, awesome.
I was just in my room making videos because, you know, I wanted to get that stress off. Like school's so stressful that I was just putting out videos and people who weren't my mom were like, this sounds good.
So I'm like, cool. You gotta do it these days. That's you gotta so just funny. Put stuff out.
And you just never know. So then when I was doing these videos, I did one video for Hurricane Harvey because I think it was I Can See Clearly Now, because I just wanted people to share the video. People would see what was going on. And then every time they'd share, I'd donate a dollar. So then the second time it happened, I did for Hurricane Maria, I did Dirty Head Stand Tall. I asked everybody for suggestions of what song they wanted me to do. And they suggested that one. So then you guys shared it. And then it had 2,000 shares. And I don't have $2,000 to donate. Because I'd always post the screenshots of what I donated just so that people know.
I'm actually donating it.
Yeah. And I, also the first time I did it, I'd donated $85. So I'm cool. I got another 100, $200 bucks to spend on this. I'm working at a surf shop, And then you guys shared it. And I was well, fuck, I don't have $2,000. So I was you guys are going to have to deal with this $250 that I donated. And so then a promoter for Angry Orchard saw that and invited me to play the Harvest Fest that you guys did in 2017. I think Pacifier and Iration also played that. Yeah, that was my first show where I got a paycheck. And it's all thanks to you guys.
That is so funny.
So many wild connections right now.
Yeah.
And I remember that show a lot. And now when you say Irations, I remember because I just thought this was so freaking funny. There's a song they do where Micah Poosh, he's they're getting the whole crowd to do the arm thing. And he's doing he's getting them to repeat whatever he's saying, it's something in the song. And it was the Angry Orchard Fest. He started getting them to chant things, but it was let me hear you say organic. And the whole crowd was all organic. And I kid you not, he goes, let me hear you guys say gluten free.
No,
the whole 10,000 people, gluten free. On stage, I'm like, did you really just get them to chant gluten free? He's like, oh man.
So he was a joke.
Total joke. And they it was the best shit ever.
That's one of my favorite shits. Dude, let's hear it for some barley and hops. Yeah, it's like, oh my. He's holding it and reading the
back. I don't know if he was holding, but he was definitely, it was organic, gluten-free, all this shit. And they were chanting it. Everything he was saying, it was so good.
Maybe not back then, but I feel now people would be down to chant that shit, especially in California. Yeah. Now that I've moved here, it's I'm eating kale and acai bowls. Yep. I'm what the fuck is this shit?
Oh my goodness.
But it's great.
It's great. Yeah, no, my daughter makes acai bowl every morning. It's crazy. She loves it.
Yeah, it's ice cream, you know?
Yeah, it is.
But then it's once I switched from regular lettuce to kale, my family was no, seriously, you're from California now.
They're all come back home.
I know, because now I say hella instead of mad. And my brother's who are you? So now I'm everything's mad, this, mad, mad, mad. I got it. Put it back in my
brain.
You
gotta put it back.
Because I'm saying hella all the time and he wants to hang the phone up on me every time. I'm like.
That's hella was specifically a Northern California
thing.
That
was Bay Area.
It was Bay Area specifically. I remember the first time I heard hella. a kid transferred from Oakland to our school, and he was on the high school baseball team. Mm-hmm. And the first day at practice, he had like a swagger that none of us had. We're beach kids. And he said hella, and we didn't, our little child minds were blown apart. And then he explained to us what hella is. And my life was changed.
Yeah. And it's so gnarly because it's like, you know, my friends from New York are like, oh my God, you're so California. Like, go away. And then everybody from here is like, oh my God, you're so New York. And I'm like, where am I supposed to go? Like, where? Like, I don't know.
I'm a girl without a city.
Yeah. She's like, just talking. Sorry.
Jesus. You can't. Yeah. You'll never win out here or New York, really.
Well, I told my friends in New York, judgy places. Like, if you came out to California and you got to play music and smoke weed all day, you would sound exactly like I do.
Yes, you would.
You know, that's where I think the issue is. I was like, if you guys are a little jealous, that's a different story.
Oh, they're hating. They're very jealous.
We'll say that. They're just cold.
They're just cold.
They're seeing like you, like, you know, wearing t-shirts in the winter and they're going, fuck.
Oh, that.
That's my favorite.
I have to be mad at her.
Like, I'll post in the middle of winter, I'll post, you know, a story or something, and I'm golfing. And all my friends from the East Coast just text me, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
when the first snowfall happened this year in New York, I was so ready to just rub it in everybody's face it wasn't snowing here. I think it was like December. And it was a little too nippy to go in the water out here, but I was just like, fuck it. And I went onto the water. I posted it in Snapchat, Instagram. I was like, hey guys, this is for you.
Oh, yeah, ate it. You gotta rub it in.
It's been a little chilly.
So you came out here though to you come out here to probably go on tour like you were, and then all of that
stops. Then everything happened. Yeah. Well, I figured, like, you know, I was doing solo stuff out there. I needed to have a band.
Yeah.
Nobody really out there really cares about reggae music. So to have a band that like really cared and then also wants to put them elbow grease in, because you're not getting paid the big bucks right away. You want people who like understand the vision. They see where this is going. And like, that's really what I was looking for. And I was like, people in California would probably die to be in a band that was doing something.
Plenty of people ready to rock.
So I was just like, you know what? This is like not, if I had already like put my career and everything on hold, I was like, might as well just go all the way. Like, let me just move to California. The label's here. Things are happening. You know, you just never know what'll happen.
And you're young.
Yeah.
You know, you got time. And it's like, the last thing you want to do is, you know, be 50 or 60 and be like, man, I wish I would have at least gave that a try.
I don't want any what ifs, and school will always be there, you know? And I've wanted to move to California since I was in high school. So like, even though touring's not happening, it's such a dream come true to be here, because even grocery shopping, there's fucking palm trees. Like, that's what I wanted my whole life, you know? And I live 5 minutes from the beach, and it's like, I gotta go to the beach every day.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice to like be around that instead of like hustle and bustle in New York people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you always have to have an attitude. I don't want to, but you have to, because everybody else has one.
You're just matching where you're at. It's like you said, you come here, you're going to instantly kind of, I don't know, walk a little slower.
Yeah.
Say some different stuff. It happens to everybody.
It does.
You go anywhere long enough, you just start to fit in.
That's why I feel like Long Beach is not such a big deal for me, because of me being by myself, that is, you know, because I feel like I can handle myself in New York, and like, Long Beach is like Queens, you know, it's not really like that scary. It's like, you know, I can kind of like mean mug my way around there, you know, where one would know. So I'm okay.
Where in Long Beach in New York did you live?
I was in Long Island for a lot of time, but I'm in Queens from time to time too. My dad lives out there, so I was splitting time between the two.
Okay, cool.
But
yeah. Long Beach is just a way smaller version, way, way smaller than where you were at. But at least it still feels like a city.
Oh yeah,
so that's
totally.
Cool. Perfect change.
Yeah. It's, and for being what we're doing, it's great to just be around there, you know?
And then, any tour, or is there even talks of that, or is it just album? Let's get the album out, because honestly, this is your first real, this is your first album. This is going to be like, hi everybody, here, this is me. So it really all starts for you in June or July, you said, when the album drops.
Mm-hmm.
And we already said, like, we'd love to have you back when that goes down so we can have you play some songs and then release the album proper style.
Thank you.
And we're just assuming that hopefully some more venues will open by then. It'd be rocking and rolling, and Duddy will be on tour.
Yeah. I can't wait.
It does feel like it's coming.
It feels like it's close, yeah.
Way more than it has been the last 300 times we've said that.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
God damn it. How there's always opportunities.
There is.
That joke will never die.
No.
How long? I would love to know when that first happened.
The first person to just drop that, and everyone in the room just went.
And it's never going to be wrong to say. It's never going to grow old if it's placed right. It's a lifetime banger.
That's also what she said.
Damn it. See how easy it goes?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into a banger on the show. Let's get into one of these songs and introduce you hopefully to a nice group of people on the show that maybe haven't heard you. Duddy and I were psyched. Like, even when you were warming up, we're looking at each other going, oh, this sounds beautiful.
Hell
like, this
yeah.
is lovely. So I don't know. My favorite one, I think the one that grabbed me instantly was Gold. So
Gold?
let's play Gold. Anything you want to say about that song real quick before we go into it?
It's just for those days that you're not feeling like you're good enough. I feel like I'm always the person who's telling me that I am good enough. So, you know, if you're feeling that type of way, that one's for you.
Awesome.
Love it. Let's hear it.
All right. We got Von Aaliyah here, and this is her song, Gold.
Back against the wall, nowhere left to turn at all. Blow the candle out, it's burning up both ends. Don't you let your oil run dry. Nothing happens overnight. The world is spinning, it'll come around again. You are never down and out. Don't you hold things that you don't control, running on overload. If you just let it go, you will find there is always another road waiting to mend your soul. Watch as it all unfolds. If you just let it go, you will see you can shine like gold. The point of no return, just another lesson learned. Fuel the fire and hold your head up high. Do you think you'll miss the mark? Don't lose hope before the start. Just remember, when there's a will, there's a way. You are never down and out. You are never down and out. Don't you hold things that you don't control, running on overload. If you just let it go, you will find there is always another road waiting to mend your soul. Watch as it all unfolds. If you just let it go, you will see you can shine like gold.
Right. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Beautiful. It's so nice. It's so relaxing. Sitting here in this bunker and just listening to that was so nice and peaceful. Thank you.
You cannot feel mad after you listen to that.
You cannot.
A beautiful tune. And I said, I'm like, that has to be in a Disney movie or something.
Totally.
It just strikes me in that way. Duddy, it's time.
Yeah, let's get into
it. It's everyone's absolute favorite thing.
It
Maybe
is.
Old school reggae Duddy is everyone's new favorite thing, but this is their all-time favorite thing. It's conspiracy query. Do you already know about this? You've heard this?
I've heard it a little
on
bit,
the
yeah.
Show? Yeah, you have. So she knows. I found out that she kind of listened to the show before. She has an idea of the show.
All right.
Duddy, I'll just let you tell
this
everybody what this is.
This is conspiracy query, guys. This isn't conspiracy theory.
No.
I'm not telling you that I believe this and I'm trying to convince you that this is real. I didn't come up with this and I'm trying to spread my good word. This is just something I found online and I'm wondering if you believe in conspiracy queries.
I just let it sit there like nice and silent after that one. I love it. When you said it this time, it just seems so simple. See how you feel when these two things strike you. I have a theory. You're like, oh, God dang it. Ugh. And then someone's all, wait, I have a query. And you're like, oh, well, let's hear. Just so much better. So this is a query, guys.
You guys know, traveling around the globe, finding you guys the best conspiracy queries and really ghost stories is what these are.
They're, yeah, they really
but,
devolved
We'll go
into...
anywhere. We just spin that globe and wherever our finger lands, we go.
There's nowhere and... we won't go to unearth a creepy tale for you guys. We'll go anywhere.
Oh,
we're the Indiana Jones of this, whatever this is that we're doing.
Today
Where did we
are,
land on
we
the globe?
We are in our great nation's capital.
Get out of here.
Wisconsin.
Right to the nation's heart?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Birthplace of America. Here we go. This one is called the Rhinelander Hodag.
What?
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm about to hear after that.
Well, let me tell you.
Remember last week was like, no-faced Kevin. I'm like, okay, yeah. I think I have an idea about what we're about to hear. I have nothing. Say it again.
The Rhinelander Hodag.
Okay.
Why is it creepy? And this again, guys, comes to us from our friends at Thrillist.com. And this is, the Hodag is a small creature that is simultaneously a frightening demon and a comically covered in spikes. It's often portrayed as being dog-sized, but early reports said it could grow to 6 feet long. A 1928 legend describes the Hodag as having the head of a frog, a saber-toothed tiger-like fangs, thick legs with large claws, the back of a plated dinosaur, and a long tail with spears on the end. What the fuck?
Who saw this creature? A four-year-old?
A dagger face and yeah. Fire pee-pee.
A bunch of police are drawing it down, right? What's that? A dinosaur like plate on the back? Hold on, everyone. What's that 4-year-old child with chocolate all over your face? Tell me. This is an insane creature.
Despite its hellspawn swagger. Okay.
Okay, that's gotta be.
It was never that much of a threat to humans.
That sounds like a Justin Timberlake album.
Wait a second. It was never that much.
Hellspawn swagger.
It was never that much threat to humans outside of its powerful skunk perfume. So it also had skunk perfume. But you're telling me that a 6-foot-long frog-headed saber-tooth fang thing with large claws, plated dinosaur back, and a tail with spears on the end of it, and skunk perfume was of no threat to humans?
If we have any list, yeah, that's a threat terrifying to my mind right now. This hurts my face to think about this creature. If anyone listening has insanely detailed artistic skills, please draw us an artistic rendering.
Luke, find the Hodag.
Find the Hodag online, Luke. I need to understand. Read. Well, I need to have this up, though, because I need to keep understanding what this creature has on it. Like you said, frog head, saber-toothed big old fangs hanging out, thick legs. That's a judgy... Right there.
It sounds a little archaic too. It's like, really, what time? Like, if maybe they would have written this like a lot later than, I mean, yeah, a lot earlier than 1928.
Yeah.
Maybe, because it's like with the saber tooth things and the thing like a dinosaur. It's like,
yes, they've been extinct for. Yeah,
wait, Hatch, good. I went to school.
Call. This is smart one over here.
But where's saber tooth? Things. Okay, you're right.
They have dinosaur pieces.
Large legs with claws. Okay. Scary. Dinosaur plated back. Okay, scary.
Wait, dude,
long
no way. Let's get
with
back
spears
to the
on the end. Scary.
Judgy. Thick legs. They said
frog head. Legs. Where did the frog head come?
The least scary thing you could do is the head, huh?
And the head of a frog.
This
but
is
that tongue is
the tongue
crazy.
Is, okay.
That's, you know, it's like it could slap you with its tail and then fuck you up with the tongue and all different. Yeah, you just, I don't know.
I mean, it could be dangerous. Okay, Luke has actually pulled up a picture of this thing. And
that does not look like a frog, though. No.
That just looks like one of those like Asian dragons, like the foo dog that's out in front of the buildings. Yeah. Like,
I feel like that was like on an anime. It looks like it's like from an anime and like somebody was writing it or something. I don't know.
It does look very anime. You know what this looks like? Okay. Never ending story, Duddy. This looks exactly like the dog dragon thing, but they added some spikes and some crazy teeth. And there's nothing frog like about the head on this one, Luke.
Let's be honest, his legs are proportionate to the body.
Yeah, the thick leg thing, really. It's like just a judgy little, you know, they're like, yeah, he's got spiky hair. He's got a dinosaur back and a chubby belly. Right there, body shaming this poor creature who's already got enough going on.
Oh, let's see where this came from, okay?
This is absolutely a drugged out 4-year-old on the way home from the dentist describing something.
The Green Devil was discovered in 1893 by developer Eugene Shepard and almost instantly became a fixture of North Wisconsin folklore. 3 years later, Shepard claimed he caught another and put it on display on the 1896 Oneida County Fair. He had knocked it out with chloroform. He knocked it out with chloroform?
He snuck up on this
He's
thing?
He's a rapist.
Seriously. And it was already sleeping.
Yeah, what?
Rude.
Yikes,
he snuck up behind a Hodag and chloroformed it? Okay, so of course it was sleeping, but he had wires hooked up to the fake animal to make it move occasionally. Word spread fast, and the Smithsonian sent a reporter to look into the hodag. Shepard quickly admitted it was a fraud. Ryan Leonard never let go, though. It's high school mascot. And there are multiple statues of the beast around town. So they're just saying it's full.
I do
it's
love
fake.
That. I love the just creatures from the small town.
I love
this
it.
Is just the wildest
one. My favorite,
one.
Though, is how did they ever catch it? Oh, he snuck up on and was sleeping and chloroformed it.
Yeah, just what? Like a 1980s like movie kidnapping.
Yeah.
That's what every single person that was ever kidnapped in the 1980s in a movie was. Here comes a rag, and then I got you, and they just back out of a room. So
that's Bill Cosby style stuff.
I feel what does lend a little credibility to it is kind of what you said. It now at least they're dating it back now to at least like 1860s or somewhere, right, Luke?
1893.
30 years.
Yeah. I mean, it may I'll believe a piece of
Eugene
it more.
Eugene has some explaining to do.
Yeah, Eugene seems like a liar.
Eugene lied.
1928 is when the legend. Duddy, just before we get off this. Tell us again every piece that this creature has on it.
The creature
this is the wildest one yet.
Saber-toothed tiger-like fangs.
Oh, my goodness.
Thick legs with large claws.
That's very judgy.
A back of plated, the back of a plated dinosaur.
Just weird.
A long tail with spears on the end. And here it goes, guys. A frog head.
If they would have spelled thick, like... T-H-I-C-C, it would have been a compliment.
Yeah.
But now they're just calling it fat.
Actually, I mean, pretty thick legs.
Did get chloroformed. Maybe he's got some junk in the trunk.
Yeah.
And
he's just looking at those legs. He's all, damn,
yo, people do some weird stuff.
Yeah.
The dates just don't add up, huh, Luke? Look at Luke doing like thinking and stuff.
Criminal minds over here. You don't even know.
He's all, the dates don't add up. Very seriously, just like in one of those shows, Luke looked up at me like all the music stops and he goes, the dates don't add up.
Especially with like the computer screen like back on his face too. It's like, you know, he was doing something.
For all the listeners, we have a big TV like in front of us that we can all see. It's off camera, of course. It's behind the camera. Luke's behind that TV. So he's in the shadows. I can only see a slight glow of a computer screen. I see just his forehead and just his eyes pop up and dead serious as if someone had actually been kidnapped. And then potentially worse, he looks at me and says, the dates don't add up. Like devastated about where are the dates? Just explain to me the dates not adding up on this. We have 1928 is when the legend is born.
The legend was born in 1928.
Yes, Luke. The legend the actual discovery
was actually discovered.
Very different.
The legend doesn't start the day it's discovered.
Here's what happens: it's discovered, and people are like, and then 30 years or more later, a legend is born.
Yes, and how? You know, I want to ask you this. Do you believe that in Wisconsin there's a chloroforming rape scientist who has sex with a hodag?
Wait, name everything that's on the creature.
And he has a frog head, saber-tooth tiger fangs with thick legs, junk in the trunk, plated dinosaur, long tail with spears on the end. And we keep forgetting about this. Skunk perfume?
The skunky perfume, right? When you're like, this thing's harmless. What's that smell?
Next time you guys play Wisconsin, I feel like you need to ask people like if they believe in this thing, because apparently it's still like a mascot and stuff.
Oh, the hodag.
Yeah, I love that.
Is it one of those things where if you're in Wisconsin and you say like, hey, what's up with the hodag?
We don't talk about that.
Dude, you're in a bar in Wisconsin, kind of on a riverside, fireflies outside, on a porch, you know,
there's probably a rocking chair.
I guarantee it.
And you're in there and you're having fun and it's going well. You're buying drinks. The locals are, everyone's playing darts and singing songs together. And then in your drunkenness, you just go, yeah, what about the hoedown? And then all the music stops and it gets very different from that point on. I like the scene, Duddy. I'm glad that I really just took it way too far. But I do have a band, we used to go to Wisconsin all the time. Whenever we'd go on tour, we would stop in Wisconsin. My band never made it out of a van. We were always like a van band. And all of the tours always start on the East Coast.
Always.
So it's like we're in our van driving for months, you know, to get to the East Coast. And we would always stop in Wisconsin with our buddies in this band, Tug.
I remember
Tug. They'd always set us up with shows out there.
A few times as well.
So that's how it started. I was a tour manager for you guys in 2010. And I hooked up Tug with a show with you guys. And they were so grateful that when my band started back again, they started booking us in Wisconsin. Nice. I wonder if they know about this creature. I'm going to have to hit them up. Anyway, I love this one. Go to the YouTube page if you want to see the creature that Luke will put it up on the video. Duddy.
Oh, it's time for everyone else's favorite segment in the world.
Are you tacking this onto the conspiracy query?
What?
Because we're in a scary world right now, right? With this creature, with the fangs and the frog and the whole thing. But our guest has a scary zone.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, that's where you were going.
Yeah. Everyone else's favorite segment.
What is it?
It's the scary zone.
Oh yeah. You're totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't step on that at all.
Yeah.
So what happened to you that was scary besides that intro to what you're going to tell us?
Well, I feel like in this story, it really was my brother. So don't feel bad for me.
Okay,
but,
okay.
You know, it still was scary. So I'm from Guyana, a little Caribbean country. So like witch doctors and like spirits, like that's like real shit. Whenever people want to watch like a scary movie and they're like, oh, come on, it's just a movie. I'm like, no, baby, that is real life. Like, I'm not fucking with that. So my grandma, long story short, she used to like mess around with Ouija boards and stuff when she was younger. So like, my mom has this one lady in Queens called Moms, and she's like our witch doctor. Like she speaks like I can understand like an accent, but like her accent is so thick, like my mom has to translate it because I just like don't know what she's saying. So like my whole family, like over time, if they ever feel weird or feel spiritually off, they'll go to her, whatever. And then after my grandma passed, I was feeling a type of way, and my brother was feeling a type of way. And the spiritual lady, like right when we were starting the session, like I felt my grandma like press my shoulder, and she started and she was like, yeah, you know, your grandma's like right there, like touching your shoulder. And I was like, holy shit. And my brother for like a few weeks had like things in his ear while he was sleeping saying like, oh, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna kill you. And he was just like, what's happening? Like, why am I telling myself this? Because it's like his own voice.
Yeah.
And then he they went to this lady, she like blessed him and then like told him that all the spirits that my grandma used to mess with are preventing her from like crossing over. That's why I'm seeing her, and that's why like all that unfinished business is happening to him. And then at first I was kind of like, lady, we have an older sister. If you're doing the whole firstborn thing, like why was it not my sister? Mm-hmm. And she was like, it's the firstborn son. And I was like, oh my God. Cause I just watched Hereditary like a week
that's
ago.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Dude, I swear to God, I watched that movie and I was like, I have to call my mom. I have to call my brother. Like I feel a type of way about this movie. I was like, weird.
That is strange.
Yeah. That's creepy.
Super weird.
I love that. What's that? Devil's name or whatever in that movie. God dang it. Some sort of creep, hell.
I know. I can't remember.
That movie was awesome.
I watched it.
I know. I've watched that one 3 times actually,
it's
too.
Really?
But it's been a while. It was just so fucking creepy.
I had never seen it. My brother saw it years ago and he was like, you really need to watch this movie. And then I was like, you know, quarantine, so having whatever. So yeah. I was like, all right, let me watch it. And like, I was like, called him. I was like, I know why you got so fucked up after you watched that movie, because it was your life.
Oh, man.
I was like, that's crazy.
Man, that's heavy.
Yeah.
All right. So you felt a little squeeze, or you felt something, but then your brother started hearing his own voice tell him weird shit in his head.
Yeah. Like I would see things in the corner of my eye, like something move real fast. And that would always kind of like freak me out a little bit. And like, it wasn't happening for a long time. And then it just happened out of nowhere again when I was 15. And I was like, fuck this. I'm going to this lady mom's and she's going to clear me. So she did.
She cleared it.
She cleared me. We're good.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is
awesome.
That's
real life stuff. I dig that. Those are always my favorite movies when it's kind of witch doctory stuff, or like a New Orleans movie with, because it's like, dude, that stuff exists. You can go to these witch doctors and things in New Orleans. And another thing, I remember being on tour with you guys and we went to that above ground graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
It was like our first time in New Orleans.
It's a very famous one. Like, it's like one of like, you got to go to the graveyard when you go.
Yeah. You have to make an offering up to
there's the guy that like shows you, oh, if you look in this hole, you'll see a bone.
Yeah. But there it is. It exists. You know?
Yeah. I think certain parts of the world too, like probably like feel like have different like, you know, energies, so that like, you know, it's more present in other areas and it's not. And I can see that contributing to like people's belief in it or not. And you know, whether you believe it or not is up to you, but it's like, it's really when you have those experiences that you're just like, what the fuck did I just see? What just happened? Cause you can't logically explain it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I used to be so not about it cause my whole family was about it. And I was like, you guys are crazy. Yeah. And then it happened. And then I was like, fuck, I'm a believer.
I was like, damn it. Sorry for telling you.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I was like, my bad.
My bad, guys. Let's go see Moms again.
Yeah. Let's go see Moms.
Where are you going again?
Oh, man. That is awesome. And you know what else is awesome?
What?
Our sponsors, Jake.
You did it.
Oh, man. That's right. First and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this product and this company. You guys know about it. I use it every day. I've told you guys I take the drops every morning. Love the way it makes me feel. Definitely helps with aches and pains. I get them in my hands and my wrists all the time. If the drops aren't doing it, they've got all these amazing rubs. You guys have heard me say it a million times, but I did say it last week, and I've actually had some people who hit me up, already ordered some, already given it to their dog, and been like, holy crap, I noticed a difference the first night. So it's, they have products for your pets. Awesome stuff. They have treats like Chewies for your dogs, but they also have a rad spray that for your cat, whatever. And you just spray some on their food and it tastes good. I've noticed that when I spray it on there, my dog like runs right over and starts eating the food because apparently it's got some good flavor on it or whatnot. And my dog's getting older and I could tell her hips are starting to get a little weird. Mm-hmm. So if you got pets out there and if you love your pets, you'll do this for them, guys.
Oh, look at that. If you don't love your pets, don't do it.
You don't have to, but that's up to you. I love my pets. So I buy them Koi CBD treats and I go to KoiCBD.com and I put in feel good. And I get 15% off my first order. So I don't anymore because I've already ordered. But you can go to KoiCBD.com, put in feel good at checkout. You will get 15% off your first order. And also just click the links that we send out for Koi CBD as well. If you've already used the link, it still does help us if you click the link below. It just lets them know that people are using the link and we're sending people over there. And it just helps us continue the sponsorship. So we appreciate it, guys.
It's right the description below.
And also plug-ins keychains. That's right. And they have this super awesome product. It's called the Jack Rack. And it's a keychain holder. And it's a replica of a guitar amp. They have Marshall and they have Fender. And it comes with four keychains. And they have like the head of a quarter-inch cable. It's what you would plug into your guitar and the other end into your amp. And it's cool. You put your keys on it. When you get home, you plug your keys into your amp. That's just right on your wall. And when you're going to go somewhere, you know where your keys are. It's super awesome. I've had one of these on my wall for years. And I can't tell you how many times someone's come over and just be like, holy crap, that's awesome. Where'd you get that? And guess what I tell them?
I couldn't possibly.
I tell them you can get it at pluginskeychains.com. And that's with a Z and it is plural. It's P-L-U-G-I-N-Z keychains.com. Get a Jack Rack, put in code DUDDYB at checkout, and you will get 20% off of every single order you ever put in for your entire life.
Wow.
Look at that.
You'll never lose your keys. So you'll, if you're a stoner, you know, that's really helpful.
It is very helpful for stoners.
Yeah. I attach my wallet to my keys because I can't find either of them ever. So it's one big chunk. Yes.
You know what I realized too? The keychain itself is cool.
It's dope.
They could sell just the quarter inch keychain. Look at me. I play guitar. They probably do.
That is kind of cool.
And then ba-bang, then you've got the amp on the wall. All right, one more sponsor. We've got a brand new sponsor on the show, you guys. It's Old School Reggae Duddy. He wanted to let everyone know that go to Old School. All right, enough of that shit. He's really banking in on this newfound fame.
Old School Reggae. Almost like, damn, his like manager's doing work for him right now.
Well, it's funny. I see him over there in the corner. He's trying to figure out Instagram. He has no idea how to set up a social media account.
He's over there.
We can help him up with a story later. We'll show him how to do that.
Yeah, that was... Old we had to get him to leave social media.
Vanna alone when she came in too. He's like, oh, hey, if you have any room on any tracks, we're like, Old School Reggae Daddy, dude, back off. You're blowing smoke into her face. First of all, go play hacky sack in the corner, dude. Oh. All right, Duddy. There it is. So you guys know about poo-poo stories. So many of our guests have told us about how they poop their pants. I think we've only had, well, we had one guest that told us about how they peed their pants. And then I told a pee-pee story. We have a pee-pee story coming up, but let's do it after the song.
Yes.
Because it's a beautiful song.
Yes.
You can't transition from
You want to mix the two. I want you to feel good first and then, you know, you can feel weird. I don't want you to feel weird and then maybe not good.
Feel very good right now, but know that you're going to feel weird right after. We don't even know what song at this point we're going to have next. So it'll be a surprise to you guys. Duddy will announce it right after this. Luke, cue up another song and then pee-pee story.
Pee-pee story.
All right, we're here with Vanna Leah, and this is her song. Go for it.
Jump in, don't keep dreaming and wishing. just you alone. But give it all you got, cause these are the moments you want to last. Yeah, hold on tight because it goes fast. Don't let them slip in the past. Young heart with an old soul, keep giving love, good things are bound to grow. Just go for it. Do 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 do. Don't think twice. Need to ease my mind. And if it's meant to be, it's not as hard as it seems. Well, give it all you got, cause these are the moments you want to last. Yeah, hold on tight because it goes fast. Don't let them slip in the past. Young heart with an old soul, keep giving love, good things are bound to grow. Just go for it. Ooh. I give it all I got now. I give you all my love, yeah. I give it all I got now. I give you all my love, yeah.
Yes, another beautiful song. So relaxing.
Thank you guys for having me here. It's a dream to play in front of you guys too. So thanks for making me not nervous, which I thought I would be very nervous.
I'm glad. We like to try and make it feel at home here.
Yeah, it's a vibe. You know, all the palm trees and the lawn. It's like, you know, I feel like I could just go inside and get a drink.
You can just go
right there and get a drink.
We even have that. And you said, I'm even at the gas station and there's palm trees. I think you said that earlier. You're even inside of a bunker.
That's
and
what
there's
I'm saying.
Palm trees
it's
on,
like
in California.
I know I'm in California.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I love about California. It screams that you're in California. It's like, hey, did you know? You're here.
Oh my God. Yeah, we don't shut up about that. Yeah. You're in California now. Like, we're pretty proud. Actually, everyone here, the new thing is to act like you hate it. Huh?
Oh, yeah, everyone. I'm getting out of here, actually.
Fuck California. I mean, I've even said it. I'm out of this place. Where
am I going to
go? I
said that about
New
York, too, though. And it's like, as soon as I moved, I was like, fuck, New York's dope.
It is.
But it's like, you're going to be like that no matter what. Like, wherever you are, you're always going to want to be somewhere else.
It becomes home wherever you are.
Totally.
Yep.
Oh, well,
we're stoked to have you on this side.
We're very stoked to have you. That was a beautiful song. And now let's hear a beautiful story.
Yes.
Yay, story time. So did you guys ever play Webster Hall back in New York? They shut it down, but it was like a two-story venue.
I feel like you did. I remember that
familiar.
Name, so it must have been
with
you.
Yeah, it's like one of those like where you can see up on the top. There's like a balcony.
Yeah, I'm sure we did. It sounds very familiar.
So that was like one of the iconic things back in the day. And I wasn't always a weed smoker. When I was like in school, I was like always getting good grades and stuff. And not to say that weed has any effect on that. It's just I never really dabbled in it until I started playing music. And I was like, oh, I don't have to do anything. I could just smoke all the time.
I could just smoke
weed. So it's great. So I didn't really start smoking before that. But when I was in college, I went to this iration show at Webster Hall. And, you know, people always passing you stuff to smoke here and there. So somebody gave me a dab pen and I didn't know what it was. I was like, I don't know. I was like really young. I don't know. And someone gives me this dab pen and I'm fucking ripping it because I'm like, I want to get high as fuck. Watch iration. I'm just ripping it. And I'm like, fuck, I don't feel so good. Because she just told me it was weed. I didn't know what dabs were. Never even had a dab. Like, not a good time. So I was with my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. I'm on my way to the bathroom. I just fall down. So
seen that?
Yeah,
I've seen you. I might have seen you. I've seen
totally.
Girls just fall.
Oh, I'm like online. Like, I just fall.
What happened?
Like, fuck. So the bouncer comes over, picks me up, and throws me over his shoulder. And at this point, I'm conscious, but I can't open my eyes for the life of me. Like, I am understanding everything that's happening. And then I just can't control myself. And I hear him go, oh, man, she threw up on me. And I was like, my mouth is closed. What is she talking about? And I was like, oh my God, I just pissed myself on this bouncer. No. And he has no idea. I'm wearing black pants. Nobody has any idea. Well, I don't even think up to now he knows. So maybe when he got home, he figured it out.
It smells like pee.
Yeah. So Bouncer Man from Webster Hall, if you're listening, I'm very sorry about that. And everybody else was listening, please don't judge me because this shit happens sometimes. So yeah, so like they put me outside and they dumped a bunch of water on me and I had to go to Penn Station and like get new clothes. Because like nobody thought I was awake, and I was like, dude, I'm up. I'm chilling right now. I'm high.
Just so stoned.
Like nobody touched me. I'm chilling, you know? But it sucked because Iration only played one song and I got that fucked up. I had to go home.
Oh.
I had to take like an hour and a half train ride
in
back.
Peepee pants. Oh no, you said you got new clothes at Penn Station.
I went to Kmart in the Penn Station and I got Minion pants because Despicable Me had just come out.
Oh my God. So
I'm walking home in these like disgustingly banana yellow pants and like this cute ass sequins top.
It's
like,
oh my God.
So that was the first time I ever took a hit out of a dab pen. I peed on that guy. So sorry, guy.
Nice. Peed all over a bouncer's chest and shoulder area. I'm picturing it. He's holding you. He's probably a nice little drip.
I've seen it. And you know what? It's a bummer. I've seen it happen many a time. Like, you know, our bus is out front or, you know, the dressing room happens, you could see the going out front or whatever. And, you know, some young girls super excited for the show. They're the first ones there. You see them in line all day. They're the most excited people ever to be there. And you see them before the second band's even done playing. You see them just getting carried out, blacked out, throwing up. You're just like, no, you didn't even make it to the fucking show.
For you.
It's so funny. You'll see the girls get carried out because they're just having fun partying. And then you see the dudes get kicked out.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, motherfucker. You see them get shoved out. And you're like, oh, well, those are two different routes out of the venue.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather be the girl. Yeah.
It was kind of his fault, though, because he put me over his shoulder. So he put pressure on my bladder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like that story might not have happened if he didn't do that. So partially my fault, partially his fault. I will accept responsibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That seems anatomically absolutely true.
You know, if he would have carried me out, I feel like it would have been different, you know?
He
just would have but
walked you out.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to think, what else could you do? I'm picturing you just not moving though.
Well, then you know what happened too is I was so freaked out about this. I went to the doctor and I was like, hey, what happened? And he was like, you probably locked your knees while you were high and then you just passed out from that. And I didn't even think about that. Oh, so now every time I smoke, I'm always like crouching and moving.
I'm a fucking knee locker.
Oh, are you?
I think we've made fun of this. I stand like a parrot or something. I'm just like, or a stork or something. My wife's always like, bro, kick the back of my knees. So
don't lock your legs and smoke dab pens at Webster Hall.
Yeah.
Will not do it.
Yeah.
Well, if I do, I'm peeing all over whoever touches me.
And if you're a security guard, wear a, you know,
poncho. Oh my goodness.
Wear a rash guard. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well,
all right. We did it.
Let's get into some Q&A.
Let's do it. So we do have some questions that come from our Patreon page. You guys know, support us on Patreon. It's $5 a month. There's 50 episodes that you've never heard on Patreon right now and a new one every Monday. Guitar tutorials from Duddy B teaching you how to play Dirty Head songs. And you get to ask us questions that we will answer right here on the show. And we do have some questions specifically for you.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
So I'll just let Duddy take it from here and choose what he wants to talk about.
Bounce back and forth for the wall. So let's see here. Jen Peterson, and this one is for Vanna. She says, I think it's awesome to see you rise so fast. Your music is beautiful. So far, what has been been your favorite experience with your music?
Ooh, well, thanks, Jen. It's been really fast. And I think something that I've already kind of touched on is like working with people that I look up to, like working with the Pepper Boys is like, you know, no matter how far I make it in my career, I've made so many personal goals accomplished, like things that like 12-year-old Vanna would never guess that I got to do, you know? So like for me, it's really about that. And I think that's kind of why the success is happening afterwards, because I'm doing it out of like passion. So it's like to come here, like I can't even tell you how many Dirty Head Radiohead shows to like sit next to you and like play and stuff. It's just, it's so gnarly. And then like the next thing that I love about it is that when you meet your heroes, sometimes they're the nicest people in the world. And I love that about the reggae scene. Nice. Cause like you barely meet people that you're like, man, I wish I didn't meet that guy.
A lot of cool people mm-hmm. in the scene.
Yeah. And everybody just wants to help too. Totally. You know, it's like, even though you're like a little person, like sometimes I don't want to bother people cause I'm like, oh man, I don't really know if you want to do that. But people are like so down to help because a lot of people had people help them. So they just want to pay it forward. And I love that about the reggae scene.
100%. Very cool. Let's see here. Oh, Jesse Rules says, Scentsy Trails recorded a music video at the beach yesterday and shared some videos to IG. Guess who was on the rails as they performed? A huge dude on another dude's shoulders. Oh my
Wonderfully
God.
Wonderfully perfect.
So this isn't even a question.
Screenshot
just
it, Jesse.
Me know. This is great because we talked about it last week's episode.
2 weeks ago.
It was show etiquette. And it was like things that you see, like when you're on stage and you're looking and things that people do in the crowd, you're like, dude, don't do this. And one of them was the two buff big dudes who are wasted and one of them's on the other guy's shoulders and they're tromping through the crowd, just knocking people's beers
spilling
over.
Their own
and
beer
the look
all
on the
over.
Guy's face always on top is like, yeah, look at me, I'm fucking, he thinks everyone in the room's like, yeah, you're cool, bro. But everyone's really going, dude,
get off the shoulders.
Douchebag. Get out. Yeah, so that's fucking hilarious, Jesse. Thank you for letting us know that. Herbie Humbucker says, Devonna, I love your story and your voice is amazing. Ever cover any DH tunes? That's funny. Oh, we talked perfect. About
we
that.
We did talk we about that. That. Yeah, and then I think I did Spread Too Thin like a year ago too, and you guys shared that one too. So I thought you guys liked me. It was cool. Thanks.
Nice. Now you're on the show.
You're right.
We do.
Let's see here. Maui Wowie says, do you ever go by your awesome full name or is it Vonna for life now?
You know, it's weird. My whole life I've always, so for those of you who don't know, my full name is Nirvana Gobredan.
Yeah. And we didn't know that either till today. And I think it's freaking awesome.
She brought us a shirt and it's like the Nirvana logo and it says Vonna. And I'm like, that's dope. I need that shirt. I love Nirvana, you know? And she's like, well, that's actually my name, Nirvana. I'm like, get all the way out. But obviously, like you told us, as a musician, kind of rough to go by Nirvana.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you type it into Google, you're never going to find me. Yeah. So I was like, I was kind of shooting myself in the foot if I did that. Mm-hmm. But it's weird because like growing up, I was always Nirvana and only my family called me Vonna. So now everyone's calling me Vonna. I'm like, you're not my mom.
Yeah.
Why are you calling me Vonna? You know, but
you're
like,
so young. I'm like, when did Nirvana come out? Were you just a baby
child? I was
94,
so it was when Kurt Cobain like killed himself. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the band, when it like blew up big, okay. How old were you?
I wasn't even born yet.
You weren't even born. So you were born into a Nirvana world.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what if you're like 9 or, you know, however, what if you're in high school and then the band Nirvana comes out? You're like, oh, well, there goes my name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of after. Because I feel like they also didn't like blow up until after he died.
Yeah.
And I think he died like 4 or 5 months after I was born. So my parents, like my mom took like this trip to India. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to just be this whole spiritual thing. I'm going to do this whole whatever. So then there's Josh, Nicole, and Nirvana. So I got the cool name.
It's an awesome name.
I just go by Vonna now. But if you just say, hey, I'll turn around, whatever.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because mine went the opposite. It was, my name's Dustin, but everyone calls me Duddy. Even before we were in the band, it was just like a nickname my mom, I think, started when I was young, been called Duddy my whole life. But now, you know, since the Dirty Heads, now everybody calls me Duddy, even people I don't know. So when someone calls me Dustin, it's like, whoa, what?
It's got to be someone from like eighth grade or before. You know?
Oh my God. Wild. I could just see you like zoom back, you know, and you're like, how do I know
this? You call me Dustin? Weird.
Your name's Daddy.
Yeah, it's super gnarly.
Your name is now Daddy.
But let's see. Oh, Maui Wowie also says, do you play regular nylon strings, full size 6-string guitars, or uke only?
Okay. So when I was maybe 2015, my mom got me a guitar for Christmas because I always liked singing. I was always in choirs. Mm-hmm. And she just never wanted me to give up on it. And then I played guitar and I was like, well, fuck, my hands are really small. This is really not going to work that well. So like, I started messing around on it and then I kind of gave up. And then a year later, she gave me the ukulele. So like but my ukulele is actually a bigger one. It has like the last four of a guitar. So it's DGBE.
Oh, okay.
So you can kind of play it. So like, I kind of took what I knew from that and then put it on this ukulele. And I was like, cool, 1 string per finger. It's only 4 strings. I can do this.
Nice.
So so mainly I play I could play the guitar if I like really need to. Like if I don't have my ukulele, I could play the guitar. But uke's the lazy man's guitar and it looks better on my body type. So I like it, you know.
Kind of different sound. It kind of works with your voice.
It's all working. It's so nice. Yeah. It works good.
It's a vibe, you know. Mm-hmm. And like the bigger one, people always ask me, they're like, is that a big ukulele or a small guitar? Are you just small or is that thing big? Like what's happening? I'm like, it's kind of both.
That is funny. And now lastly, Maui Wowie again with a trip. Maui Wowie, you know the rules.
Duddy's, we're going to let this slide. Furious. He'll answer it, though. You. He's really mad.
Lastly, was it intimidating when you first worked with Stick Figure Crew?
I think that when you work with anybody that is at a caliber higher than you, you always have respect for them because they've been through it before you have, you know. So it's like I always like to do that. So I'm always nervous before I work with someone, but you know, I was nervous before I came in here, but when you get to sit down and talk and like you're realizing people are people and just treated as such, like I think that's when the fear started to go away. You know, the first time I ever went there, I was like, oh my god, but now it's just like, hey Scott, what's up? You know, like so it's cooler now, and then you can kind of have those relationships with them, you know.
Nice. Very cool.
So thanks Maui Wowie for all the questions. Or maybe not, thanks. I don't know.
Oh, he's in trouble. Daddy's very upset.
You might be in jail. I don't know.
Yeah. Very mad.
In
he's
jail.
Super mad. I remember this.
Michelle Kwan Nachetsky says, what's a good piece of business advice you can offer? Huh. Well, I would recommend if you're starting a business or get into something that you actually are passionate about.
There you go.
Because because then you'll actually enjoy doing it and want to work hard at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, you hit me hard with that one just now. Like, I don't know. I was kind of chilling and I was like, wow, that really went somewhere.
Oh, good. Like,
buy low, sell high.
Well, that too.
Always be closing.
Carry the seven.
Yeah.
You know, old school reggae daddy taught me about the buy low, sell high with the whole cryptocurrency shit. He's really into that.
Yeah, I never would have thought that.
Yeah.
He's turning into be quite the man, the myth, and the legend.
Yeah. Jeez, who knew? Really just not a word about this guy from 2003 on. And then now he's back, old school reggae duddy. You guys asked for him, so it's your fault if you get over it.
Careful what you ask for.
That's right. Everyone thinks he's better than modern day duddy.
Let's see here.
Everybody
answered that.
Across
Can
the board.
You scroll up a little bit on the left, on the, yeah, that one. But more, all the way to Jeremy Smude on top. Jeremy Smude says,
Jeremy.
Duddy, have you heard or do you have any info as to what is going on with Red Rock's show this July? I don't have anything set in stone, so I don't really want to announce much or say anything until like I know for sure what's happening. So we will have some info hopefully very soon. But we're not positive yet. So give us a little bit more time on that.
Look at this investigative reporter, Jeremy. Yeah, Jeremy.
Let's see here. Allison Lynch. Whoa.
What did we say about writing a lot of words?
Way
you've heard
too long.
Duddy read.
I'm not doing it.
How dare you? We'll scan it.
Let's see here. While we've already done that.
Duddy just moved on. He's really mad.
Brian Uthi says, which is worse, getting hair in your food or hearing someone vomit? Well, first off, who cares?
Oh, but God, what a horrifying. You weren't sitting there really thinking that, hey, I wonder what these guys would think about this. Like, these types of questions always blow my mind.
I feel like
first of all,
I vomit,
thank you for being a Patreon member.
When I vomit, I make the sound of your last name.
Good. Tremendous burn.
Oh my god.
But we love you. We love you so much. Let's go over here. Justin Palmer says, this is for Vanna. He says, any great, funny, inspiring stories with the Pepper Boys? Cheers to you and Law Records.
okay. So we did a live stream from the Belly Up over the summer. And like I've mentioned, I'm doing a song with Kaleo. It's called Round and Round. And we were playing that for the live stream. And it was like the first time that we ever were playing it live. So I was asking Kaleo if he would sing it with me. And he's like, yeah. So then we're all hanging out. And I see him like off to the corner. And he's sitting on the curb, which I thought was funny because that's my favorite song. And he's writing his lyrics to the song. And he's playing it like, you know, just trying to like nail all his parts. And I'm like, here I am nervous as fuck. And he's nervous to like mess up his part on my song. So it just like, it was so like, just like, I don't know, it was just like so gnarly to like see him like in his element doing his thing. And he was like actually that worried that he was like, you know, he wanted to make it perfect for me. And like that meant a lot to me. And like when we were done, I was like, hey, like, can I keep this? And he like, he was like, oh, like he just wrote like a really sweet note on it too. And it's just like, we talk all the time. They don't have to do like little things like that and write things for me. I'm not a fan anymore, you know, but they know I am. So I think that was like one of the coolest moments for me because it was like, I got that appreciation like straight up forward. It was just like that's nuts, cool. You know?
Such a trip. Like, it's like, I'm sure everyone listening can imagine like your favorite bands when you're young. And then all of a sudden you're hanging out with them and they're doing songs with you. Still blowing my mind. Cause like I said, I did not know that about you before today. I didn't know you were a huge Pepper fan and this was all a weird, you know, crazy. You just don't know.
I was used to go to shows all the time by myself. Like I've been a lot of Dirty Head shows by myself. Like, cause when I was in New York, it's not really a scene there. No one's really trying to like go see that type of music. So I was tired of missing out on sick ass shows cause nobody was going with me. And I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go by myself. And you know, it's just cool. Cause now I have like a whole family. It's like, you know, before it was like, I didn't have anybody and I have everybody. It's sick.
That's right. All right, Francisco Molina says, Duddy, how many hats and sunglasses do you own? If you had to choose which hat and pair of sunglasses are your favorite? And Jake, how many pairs of Vans and beanies do you have? That's funny. You know what? Well, I have a lot of pairs of sunglasses, but just one kind. I have the Cutlass sunglasses. And I have a bunch of them because I lose glasses all the time. So now I have lost so many pairs, but then found some. So now I have like an abundance of ones I've already opened up, but I leave them all over and it's nice because then I just have sunglasses everywhere I fucking go. And I love it, but they're all the same pair. And with hats, you know, I used to have way more hats. I used to be into like collecting all the sports teams hats, like the fitted, but I've kind of grew out of that. And the fitted, they never actually are the all the same size. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
I get the same size, but like some of them are too big, some are too small. So I just, you know, I stopped collecting all the sports hats and plus my closet was just getting ridiculous. So I don't have like a crazy amount of hats now. And yeah, that's that.
Jake. Really great question.
Yeah, super really great answer too. Look, super,
super insightful. I could listen to you talk all day about your hats.
Well, then keep you're going. In luck. The hat I'm wearing right now.
I have 37 hats. Let's get into it. First hat.
My first hat. I have two pairs of hats. I was 8 years old.
Yes. I'll never forget my first hat. My pa put it up on my head.
I said, Pod, what is this? He said, this is a hat.
What's this? A head top? That's a hat, son. Oh my golly. Oh. Really? Good shit. What's next, Daddy?
Terry Phillips says, hey guys, this is a kid question. I'm sure it's going to be a question that sounds like it was written by a kid. Let's see. Dirty Heads is a big deal. How do the kids handle it? And do they have to do anything different at school because of your fame? Jake, your Rocky is the bomb and so smart. Do you work with him on anything musical of all your shows? Oh, keep it forward.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, no, my son, you know, he's 9 and you know, the last year and a half, 2 years, they haven't even been in school. So at his age, it was nothing. But now my daughter's in 7th grade. She's in middle school. So a lot of the kids in the school know the band and all that stuff. And, you know, she says she'll have kids, you know, asking her shit and coming up and whatnot. But I don't think anything crazy. I mean, we're not like super fucking famous. We're, you know, we're a decent sized band, but I don't think it's anything crazy like that. But one funny thing is she's shy, my daughter's, which I love. Like, she doesn't like attention on her. So she doesn't tell people that her dad's in the Dirty Heads at all. Like she's just not about that. And, but she's in a music class now and she's playing guitar and stuff like that. And, her music teacher was talking to her and was like, hey, I've heard the rumors that there's one of the kids in this class, his dad is in the Dirty Heads. And my daughter was like, oh yeah, yeah. And the music teacher was like, oh, do you know her name? And my daughter's name is Sophia. And she goes, Sophia? And the music teacher was like, oh, cool, cool. And I was like, you didn't just say, like, that's my dad? And she's like, no, I was sorry. I'm like, you know he knows, right? He was just messing with you. And she's like, I don't know. Like, it was pretty funny.
That's so cute. Yeah. She sounds like me. Yeah.
She is awesome. She's super sweet. And she plays ukulele and guitar and sings, too.
She's
awesome.
Probably a little badass.
She has an amazingly sweet voice. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Jake LaPointe says, Vanna, what's something from the East Coast you miss that you don't have on the West?
Ooh. All right, ready? I'm going to go with the cheesy answer, my family. Aww. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, I'm so happy right now. And if I had my mom and my brother and my dad, it'd be sick. But other than that, the people. I kind of miss New York people, like, you know, because I just feel like they're one of a kind, you know. But I do enjoy the people in California because everybody's so nice.
Yep.
But yeah, I think I missed the rough around the edges because like I'm the type of person where like if I make plans with you, I could have these plans for literally a month. And if I don't feel like it that day, I'm gonna tell you, hey, I really don't feel like it that day. People out here, they're like, oh man, I forgot I had this thing to do, like that was 3 hours away, and like, I don't really know if I can make it. And it's just like, just tell me you don't wanna do it. Like, you know, I miss that straight upness from New Yorkers.
I'm not coming, I'm tired.
Yeah, it's like, okay, sorry, bye, tough luck. You know, and out here it's like, oh well, I have this whole story, and it's like just it's fine. Yeah.
I might still be there. You're like, no, it's over.
Yeah, you know, just like, it's cool. You and go we can alone. Just pick back up where we left off. It's fine. You know, like people don't get that. They think it's like everything's ruined. And I'm like, you
that
know?
Is a thing.
It is.
Everybody has those days where you wake up and you're just like, fuck those plans.
I'm not doing it.
I'm
totally.
Over it.
Oh, like most days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Every day.
That's why I don't make plans.
That's why I know they're lying. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, oh, I get it. Yeah. It's fine.
I'm going to see you on Instagram later somewhere.
Yeah, you're going to watch my story. I'll watch yours. You know, we'll bond.
Yeah.
Well, shit, that's it.
Perfect. That is?
That's
we did it.
We're closing it out on that. And thank you so much again for coming in.
Awesome
that
show.
That was awesome.
Thank you guys for having me. And thanks for everybody who like sent in questions and stuff. It's super cool that you guys want to know stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, just having being here and stuff, it's definitely something off my bucket list. So thanks for being a part.
Nice. And where can people find you?
VannaLeahMusic.com or at VannaLeahMusic on everything.
Awesome.
Perfect. Obviously, we'll share that all out. Episode 97. We will very soon start thinking about episode 100.
Probably.
One day. What planet? It'll be a big deal.
Yeah.
Anything else you need to say on the way out, Dud?
Thank you guys so much again. And yeah, go check out our merch store. We'll have the links up for you. Pick something up. Give us some ideas of what you'd like to see on the merch store.
Mm.
That would be nice. And we'll
fan
get it
created
up there for
merch.
You.
Yeah. That's some dangerous waters.
That could be really bad.
Way.
Yeah.
Or it could be really great.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? Send in your demos to oldschoolreggaeduddy.com.
It's not set up yet, but when it is, we'll let you know.
And
a dollar a note. You guys get it. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.